You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Bang! Pow! It's Get Action, The Wire's weekly check-in with Action Station Aotearoa.
Winter is coming, and so is a projected increase in respiratory illnesses and COVID cases. Schools are particularly notorious breeding grounds for such diseases, with children being more susceptible to respiratory illnesses. Ultimately, this results in teachers also being subject to COVID and respiratory illnesses at a higher rate than other professions, and an increased number of teachers leaving the profession due to long COVID symptoms is worsening Aotearoa's already severe teacher shortage. For this week's Get Action, I spoke to Tara Ford from Aotearoa COVID Action to discuss a petition of hers calling for the government to prevent the spread of COVID in schools by making improvements to school air quality and improving accessibility to things like booster vaccines and rapid antigen tests. So Tara, can you please tell us about your petition and what your calls are?
Sure. So I'm part of Aotearoa COVID Action, and we have launched a campaign to protect our most important taonga, our tamariki. We're calling for clean air in schools and to do more to protect children and teachers from COVID and other respiratory illnesses.
All right. So Tara, what is needed to improve the quality of air in our schools?
Well, the first thing is that we should be measuring it. We know that clean air plays a really important part in making sure that our kids and teachers can stay well. We know that if we clean the air, we can decrease absences, improve productivity and improve achievement. But most importantly, we protect our health order, our well-being. And it's really hard to quantify that. But I don't know about you, but lots of people that I know around Aotearoa have had long COVID, and most of us recover, which is really good, but we don't know the long-term impact. So we're really saying we need to do more to avoid getting COVID. We've put together a plan of that's public health-led, that we can clean the air and that we can do so much better and live better lives.
What are some impacts to tamariki and their families that we've seen as a result of the spread of COVID in our schools?
We know that there's a lot of people that are still getting sick. The reason we've launched the campaign now is because winter is coming and we'll be inside a little bit more and we're more likely to be picking up a lot of those respiratory illnesses. So I'm a working parent. It's pretty tough. I'm anxious about the winter ahead, going, oh man, my kids are 2 and 4, and yeah, my partner and I, we'll just be doing the juggle to try to get through the winter. And I guess I just think, why does it have to be so hard? We know that there's things that we can do to reduce the sickness, so we just need to take collective action to make it happen. The other important thing is that we know that there will be teacher shortages this winter. Last winter, we saw a lot of schools having to shut down classes and juggle around kids and teachers, teacher aides, because there was so much sickness. And if we know that we're short on teachers, we need to be doing all that we can to protect the teachers that we do have. And I know, shout out to all the hardworking teachers, teacher aides out there this winter. We're here for you. We respect the hard work that you do educating our kids every day, day in, day out. And it's a really hard job. And the least we can do is make sure that you have a slightly safer workplace and that you're not picking up every cold, flu, RSV, COVID. We know that this is an important issue for so many people, especially parents around the motu. So we're calling on the Minister of Education and the Minister of Health to pick up a call and look into cleaning the air around Aotearoa.
So how would you assess the current air quality in schools across Aotearoa?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a mixed bag. That some schools, if they've got newer builds, they are looking at the air quality. It is widely acknowledged air quality is hugely important. So it's in some of the, it's in a lot of the older buildings and a lot of the other, and a lot of like ECEs, that there's no monitoring of air quality happening. On a side point, and this is relevant to me because, you know, I've got kids at ECE, at daycare, and so one of the worst places for air quality is in the baby sleep rooms. So for people that don't have kids, if your kids are under, like, say, two and a half, then they have a sleep in the middle of the day. It's great. It's normally a chance to recharge. When they're doing that at ECE, they're being put into a room that is being kept very warm, which is good, but it's often not well ventilated. Now, if you're in a sleep room and there's, I don't know, like 20 kids having a sleep, like, the chances are that at least one of those kids is going to be sick and carrying something that you don't want your kid to get. So the better that we can clean the air in those sleep rooms, the more that everyone can actually attend ECE. But, yeah, we don't need to take time off work to look after kids. The, you know, the centres can actually operate well, and you will be reducing hospitalisations as well.
Have you or anyone from Aotearoa COVID Action been able to get in touch with the Ministry of Education or the government to discuss this?
Yeah, we've had a really positive response from the Ministry of Education about that they are taking air quality seriously. It's not really much of a priority for the government, which is really sad. We know that there's things we can do on air quality, but we need a political will to do them. And that is lacking. We haven't so much heard from the Ministry of Health, but what we have got is we've got a lot of public health experts and doctors who have supported our call. So they've joined our open letter calling for action that we're now launching as a petition on Action Station for people around the Motu to sign. And it's really well supported by medical professionals like Dr. Michael Baker, like Dr. Susie Wiles, like Dr. Amanda Kvelschberg. Yeah, there's a range of different doctors who are supportive of doing what we can to avoid getting COVID and other respiratory illnesses.
Thank you, Tara. That's about everything we have time for. Is there anything else you'd like to add before you finish off?
Yeah, that if this government is serious about increasing school attendance, then they actually need to do something or do more to protect the health of students and educators. It's not a case of blaming students for supposed truancy. It's actually about look at the causes of why people aren't at school and ECE, and there's a lot of sickness around in our communities, and it doesn't have to be this way. We can take action on it.
And that was Tara Ford from Aotearoa COVID Action talking to us about a petition calling for air quality to be improved in schools to prevent the spread of COVID and other respiratory illnesses. If you'd like to sign this petition, you can find it on our.actionstation.org.nz under the name Clean Air in Schools by Aotearoa COVID Action. We'll be back after a quick break. Keep it on the B.
Wow, important stuff.
That was Get Action on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.